Do please be seated. We come to open our hearts and minds to the mystery of God born as a child in Bethlehem. Through our readings, prayers, and carols, we will trace the loving purposes of God who comes in humility, laying aside all majesty and power. We will hear of Jesus, who shows us the human face of God, who emptied himself for us, taking the form of a servant. We will listen to the Holy Spirit, who invites us to see the presence of God in every human face and in the whole of creation. And so let us pray. God, you stoop to reach for us. You give everything for us, longing for our peace, our fulfillment, our joy. You give your very self. Plumbing the depths of human darkness, bringing your light, you come in person as the child in a manger. Word made flesh, God with us, incarnate love. We open our lives, our hearts and minds. Show us how to see and love you in Jesus and in every human face. Amen.
Please sit down. It is beyond our imagination to to picture the creator of the immensity of the cosmos. How can our finite minds picture the infinite? But the child at the heart of the Christmas story shows us the love of God on a human scale.
Jesus shows us the human face of God. A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile himself to all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross.
A prayer. Child of the manger, image of the invisible God, fullness of all that is love, touch us now with your deep peace, that we may be reconciled with you and with one another, both on earth and in heaven, as you give yourself completely for us. Amen. God calls us to fullness of life, abundant life. But we continue to make choices that mean we walk in darkness, sorrow, and pain. We live in a world of deep darkness where all can seem hopeless. But a child has been born for us to be a light, to bring peace, to bring healing.
In the face of human cruelty, a child shows us the true nature of God's peace. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
A prayer. Child of the manger, Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace born for us, in the face of violence and terror, touch us now with your love, your healing power, as you give yourself completely for us. Amen.
Thank you.
We have sometimes pictured God as being all-powerful, unmoved, and distant. But in the Christmas story, we see God pouring himself out into our humanity to reach out to us. Jesus showed us that love is about emptying ourselves of power, giving ourselves completely.
In coming as a child, God empties himself and gives himself completely for us. A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of a God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Child of the manger, vulnerable, needy, helpless, God's love made human, Word made flesh. Touch us now with your gentleness, your humility, as you give yourself completely for us. Amen.
This first Noel is a new version that the Church of England has had specially written for this Christmas by Bob Chilcott. Those of you that come regularly on a Sunday morning have heard the tune before the service, and last Sunday it was sung during the service. We would love for you to join in with us on the verses that say all and ladies and men, but we quite understand you might not have picked it up until the last verse, but please try to join in. It's quite catchy and quite lively, and we hope that you love it as much as we do.
Oh,
God has created us to be free and gives us the dignity of choice, inviting us to cooperate in creation. In reaching out to us, God relies on our response, standing at the door, but waiting for our invitation. Without Mary's willing acceptance, God can do nothing. So her availability to God is vital to allow Jesus to be born. Mary opens herself to God when she says, "Let it be with me according to your word."
Mary shows us how God works within us to overcome our fears, to allow us to become part of his life. A reading from Luke's Gospel. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favoured one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month of her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Child of the manger, overshadowing of the Most High, impossible hope made possible, Son of God, incarnate love, touch us now with your open invitation. Enable us to respond as you give yourself completely for us. Amen. So much could go wrong. Human systems, power struggles, indifference. Life is cheap and birth is dangerous. God risked everything in reaching out to us, in coming as a child into the mess and muddle of our real lives. God invites us to do the same, to risk everything for love.
God risks all for love and comes into the mess and muddle of our lives. A reading from Luke's Gospel. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
Child of the manger, born into the mess and muddle of faceless, uncaring bureaucracy, experiencing closing of doors, shutting of minds, risking all of for love for us. Touch us now with your profoundly simple presence as you give yourself completely for us. Amen.
Thank you.
Religions tend to try to keep God bottled up, defined, controlled. But the Christmas story turns all this on its head, starting with a breaking of the boundaries. This good news is not just for the minority or an elite, not just for people who are religious or who have got life sorted out. It's for everyone, for all the people, even the night shift. God announces the coming Saviour to the shepherds.
The sign of hope for the ordinary people and for everyone was something so familiar, a baby. A reading from Luke's Gospel. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I bring you news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger."
Child of the manger, Saviour, Messiah, sign of our freedom, your birth broke down the barriers, crossed every boundary, included everyone, giving good news for all the people. Touch us now with your good news, opening up to us the love that crosses boundaries as you give yourself completely for us. Amen.
Each year, the Christmas ads always fascinate me. What message will the marketing people try selling us this year? You're never too old to want to sledge down a hill. Times are so hard, even Michael Bublé has to take on another job at Asda. This year, I think the most intriguing Christmas message is from good old M&S. We see the various celebrities ditching the paper crowns, throwing the board games in the air. This Christmas comes the message, do only what you love. Is that really what Christmas is all about? What would you do or not do at Christmas if you only did what you loved? Maybe as vicar, I have to be a bit careful what I say. But I wouldn't be writing any Christmas cards. As it is, I only send them to people that I won't actually see over Christmas. Anybody else would ditch writing the Christmas cards if they only did what they loved at Christmas? Am I the only one? Thank you very much, Chris. What about you? What would you ditch if you only did what you loved at Christmas? No Brussels sprouts? Who would ditch the Brussels sprouts? Love them, hate them. Oh, somebody at the back there, yeah. What about the choir? Did you ditch anything? You're all being very good. Shopping. Yes, all the men are going. At Christmas, do only what you love. It seems to me that if that was really what Christmas was all about, then we wouldn't even have Christmas. Did Mary love the idea of being an unmarried pregnant teenager at a time when that would have been not just dangerous for her reputation, but possibly even for her very life? I suspect not. Did Joseph love the idea of taking on the shame and the gossip by going through with his engagement to Mary? Well, we know he didn't. Would any heavily pregnant woman just love to make an 80-mile journey on foot, perhaps if she was lucky, she got to go on the donkey, along bumpy roads, sleeping on the hard ground every night? I've never been pregnant, but I'm guessing that's a no. And the icing on the cake, how much would Mary have loved giving birth to her baby far away from the other women in her family who she would have expected to help her, and in a barn surrounded by the not so sweet aroma of the animals? I bet she didn't love that. And what about that baby? Some of the readings that we've had this evening are very obviously Christmassy, because they tell the story of Jesus's birth. But perhaps some of them, the link with Christmas perhaps wasn't perhaps so obvious. However, they are vital to understanding who Jesus is, why he came, and what he came to do, what he was willing to do for love. They teach us that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. He is God, and yet he gave up everything, all his heavenly power and glory, to come and join us here, to live among us, to live as one of us in all the ordinariness. That's quite a tough word to say, ordinariness, amongst all the messiness of human life. He came and he knew what it was to be poor, to know sadness, to be rejected, to be in pain. I don't know if he loved that, but he did it anyway. He came because he had a mission, a peace mission. He was here to rebuild our broken relationship with God, to reconcile us with a heavenly Father we'd misunderstood and turned away from. And he did that ultimately by dying for us. I don't know if he loved that, but he did it anyway. Seems to me the whole message of Christmas isn't only do what you love. It's about doing perhaps what you don't really love for the sake of those that you do really love. I think deep down, we get that, don't we? Otherwise, why do we slave over a hot stove cooking a full Christmas lunch for 15 people? Maybe you do love that, but that would be my worst nightmare. Or why do we watch The Muppet Christmas Carol for the 8th time just because it's our nephew's favourite Christmas film? Or why do we sit on the motorway for hours to get to the in-laws? Or why do we play that interminable board game with Uncle Jim, who always beats everyone anyway? Because we know that Christmas is sometimes about doing what you don't really love for the sake of those you do really love. If only mankind, all of us, could carry that over into the rest of the year. Doing perhaps the things we don't really love, like the hard work of reconciliation, for the sake of what we would truly love and need, like peace. In the events of that first Christmas, we see that sacrificial love being modelled for us by Mary, by Joseph, but most of all by God, by Jesus. He did it all out of love. Not because he really loved the mess and the pain, but because he really loved and still loves us. May you know that love this Christmas. Amen.
In Jesus, God comes close to us, bends to reach us, and empties himself to become one of us. God invites us to recognize who we are, who other people are, and to share in the abundance of life and love that he unlocks.
John unfolds the mystery of God becoming one of us, the Word made flesh. A reading from John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things come into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or the will of the flesh, or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of truth and grace.
Child of the manger, life shining light into the darkest places, life for every one of us, empower us to become children of light, children of love, children of God. Touch us now with your true light enable us to open ourselves to you as you give yourself completely for us. Amen.
And so let us pray. And as we come to God in prayer, when I say, Lord, in your mercy, would you respond by saying, hear our prayer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, on that holy night, there was no room for your son in the inn. Protect with your love those who have no home and all who live in poverty. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, your Christ came as a light shining in the darkness. Bring comfort to all those who are in pain or distress, and all who suffer in the sadness and darkness of our world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. On that holy night, the angels sang, peace to God's people on earth. Strengthen and encourage all those who work for peace and justice around the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Shepherds going about their ordinary work in the fields heard good tidings of great joy. Give us eyes to see glimpses of your glory at the heart of our everyday lives and to bring the message of your love to our communities. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Wise men came to seek and worship the newborn King. Give humility and wisdom to all who govern us, that they too may seek your truth and do honour to your name. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, as we remember and celebrate the birth of your Son this Christmas, open our hearts that he may be born in us today. We ask this and all these prayers in the name of your Son, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. We bring our prayers together in the words of the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Do please have a seat. We do hope you're able to stay for refreshments after the service, and many thanks to those who are working there at the back and are helping with the refreshments. As we leave here, you'll see in your orders of service that we are having a retiring collection for Embrace the Middle East, a charity that work with people of all faiths and none in many regions in the Middle East. And so we hope that you're able to help us support them this evening. Can I say a very special thank you to all our readers and narrator, but especially to our choir. I think you'll agree this evening they've done tremendously well. And especially a big thank you to Elaine, who has done an enormous job. She's done a lot of work sort of teaching them all those different parts, and it sounded great. And if you, I don't know if you could see Elaine, but she was kind of keeping them all in time. And so a final prayer. God, who is the fullness of love, dwell in our hearts. Christ, who holds all things together, bring peace in our world. Spirit, who awakens us to life's mystery, bring us your blessing now and always. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you, those you love, this Christmas and always. Amen.